Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway that has been claimed by the Islamic State. It was among a number of terror attacks this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
The Islamic State said it was an improvised explosive device used at Parsons Green subway station on Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch at remarks made at a speech before the military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat, he says, to international peace. And at the U.N., the Security Council met about all of this behind closed doors. This is VOA News. Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that they see that they can work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Large-scale joint Russia-Belarus military drill has kicked off. VOA's Steve Miller reporting.
Video published showed paratroopers in the Pskov region who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from the Moscow region showed soldiers at an air defense command post. Zapad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. NATO is closely watching the exercises and says they are larger than the 12,700 servicemen Moscow publicized, actually numbering some 100,000 troops and involve firing nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that the exercises are of a purely defensive nature, but NATO officials say the drills will simulate a conflict with the U.S.-led alliance. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th when insurgent attacks police post, killing at least 12. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and we could see a second wave of health problems and even deaths. These people are already very weak, haven't walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is a long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed combined with the scale of the latest crisis, unprecedented. U.S. Space Agency's Cassini spacecraft has disintegrated in the skies above the Saturn, that is. It was quite a scene, at least as they received it on radio signals following a remarkable 20 years of journey. Mike Watkins is head of the Space Agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The discoveries that Cassini has made over the past 13 years in orbit have rewritten the textbooks of Saturn, have discovered worlds that could be habitable, and have guaranteed that we will return to that ringed world.
The only spacecraft ever to orbit Saturn, Cassini showed the planet, its rings and moons up close. Perhaps most tantalizing are the ocean worlds unveiled on two of Saturn's many moons. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with the music makers. That's what we give you every week on Jazz America. This week we're focusing on Dee Dee Bridgewater's new release and Monterey. A double focus for the theme on this edition of Jazz America, Dee Dee Bridgewater, the NEA Jazz Master, actress who's won awards on Broadway, who's won awards as a great singer, producer of other artists' work, president of her own record company, the captain of her own ship. She's now gone back in time to the place where she was born, Memphis, Tennessee, to give us a soulful, jazzy, bluesy new release, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. We'll get some thoughts from her and then hear some more music from this new release. And we'll also salute the 60th edition of the Monterey Jazz Festival happening on the California coast in Monterey, California, this very weekend. 60 years of glorious live performances, and we have discovered some rare live performances that have occurred in Monterey in the past, and some of that's on the way as well. But we're celebrating Memphis in a big way. We've already heard from Dee Dee, who was born there, and Kirk Whalum, the great saxophonist who co-produced this new record with her. He's born in Memphis, and so was this gentleman. You may know the band Booker T and the MGs. Well, the Booker T is Booker T Jones, the great organ player. And he was part of the festivities when Dee Dee Bridgewater became an NEA Jazz Master in 2017 at the Kennedy Center. Also becoming a Jazz Master that day, the great organist, Dr. Lonnie Smith. And a number of organists took the stage to celebrate him. So here's Booker T Jones with a rare live performance of a song recorded live at the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters. Here's It's Changed to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Booker T. Jones and Donald Harrison and James Genus. Thank you.
Oscar Peterson, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival years ago. And as I mentioned earlier, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tens of thousands of people will gather to hear 500-plus musicians on 8 stages for 3 straight days at the 60th edition of this grand festival on the west coast of the United States. Now let's return to Washington, D.C. to the Kennedy Center, the site of the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters, among them Dee Dee Bridgewater, who gives us these thoughts, followed by more music from her new release, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready.
But something happened when I moved to New York City with Cecil, and I joined the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Orchestra. And I shared 4 years at the Village Vanguard. I didn't go to church on Sunday. I went to the Vanguard on Monday. Okay? And I would bring my oldest daughter, my firstborn, down to that club because Cecil and I, because we were a couple in the band, we didn't get $20 each. We got $30. We came at a bargain. So I didn't have money to pay for a babysitter, so the coat check lady would keep my daughter, Talani, in the coat check room while I'd sing. And you fast forward, and here we are today. I never, ever imagined I would be in front of you accepting this honor. All I can say is I've always tried to be honest. I've always tried to be giving. I have always tried to respect. I respect musicians. I wanted to be a musician. When I was about 12 years old, I went to my father and I said, Daddy, I want to take piano. And my daddy said to me, girls don't play piano. Girls sing. I said, okay. I guess I'll keep singing. You see, my father came from a generation where there were rules and regulations, and we thought a certain way. My mother did not want me to sing the blues. And so I rarely did until I moved to Paris. And I was across the water, so she didn't hear me.
And here's Dee Dee Bridgewater proving that you can take an Elvis Presley hit song and turn it into jazzy, bluesy music. Here's Don't Be Cruel from Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. This is Charles Lloyd, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Memphis-born saxophonist, composer, band leader, and NEA jazz master Charles Lloyd and his new quartet with the title cut from their live album, Passin' Through. Yes, Dee Dee Bridgewater, also from Memphis, in celebration of her hometown. And I've got more Memphis-made jazz coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very simple message I've received, and it reads as follows. Hi, if you're reading this, I want to hear my name on the radio, and I'm enjoying your radio, VOA. Love from United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Umair Rocky. Umair, there's your name on the radio. And here's some music for you. Thanks for listening. And here are a couple of great saxophonists back-to-back. First, the man from Memphis, Hank Crawford, with the title cut from his very soulful, funky album, Don't You Worry About a Thing, followed by Sonny Rollins, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, here on VOA's Jazz America. Hold of Yourself, that's the name of the song, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, celebrating their 60th anniversary this very weekend. And that is the great Sonny Rollins. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you'll enjoy more of the thoughts of Dee Dee Bridgewater, and then more music from her latest release, Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I don't want to bore you with all of the things that I went through coming up. What I want to share with you is that I have been so blessed throughout my life, through the down periods of my life, through the highlights of my life, that I've had music. Music has healed me in so many moments in my life. Music has allowed me to persevere. Music has allowed me to be on this stage with you this evening. And I just can't say how much music means to me, and therefore how much I try to help it mean to others. It gives me a joy that is inexplicable. I get on a stage with musicians and I will take them on a trip, and by the end they don't know what's happened, and neither do I. But it's been a joyful noise that was made, and we have shared it with audiences all over the world, and I know it's worked because I see people smiling when I look into the audience, or people will stand at the end and I say, well, I guess we did okay. So I want to say thank you to the NEA for this honor. It was a shock when I was told, because all my life I've just been a hard worker. People call me the hardest working woman in jazz. I modeled myself after James Brown, baby.
Yes, she grew up loving that soulful music like James Brown, and like the music she grew up listening to on the radio station that her father worked at as a DJ. He was also a trumpet player. WDIA was the name of the radio station. She heard songs like this, I Can't Get Next to You. Here's her version from the album Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready on Jazz America from VOA 1. the brand new release, Handful of Keys. A number of fine keyboard players joining Wynton Marsalis in the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for a live performance of various songs. Among those keyboardists, young Mr. Joey Alexander. Just a teenager. I think he may be 14 or 15 years old at this point. Well, that gives me a chance to tell you that on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll be returning to Detroit to talk to four of the emerging artists in jazz today. Theo Kroeker, Kamasi Washington, Donnie McCaslin, and Cameron Graves. It's the new faces of modern jazz on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?